She wakes up the same way from her dreams, shivering in her bed from the cold, even though it is summer in Connecticut. But on one night, she does not wake up shivering, but instead follows a Chinese man and woman to the banks of the Lijiang River. She is alone on the banks of the Lijiang River in Guilin, the most beautiful place under heaven. At first, Mei Li is mesmerized by the beauty of the river and the nearby karst mountains.
This place is so beautiful. I recognize it from the pictures. This is the Lijiang River.
But she is alone and knows she will need help. She sees a hotel nearby and approaches a bellman who offers to help by providing a guide named Jiu Ping.
I'm in China, so I'd better speak Chinese. Bu hao yi xia. Ching wen. Now, excuse me. May I ask you something?
Are you in need of directions, madam?
Yes. I suppose I am.
Well, since you speak English pretty well, and you don't speak Mandarin, at least the Mandarin that people in China will understand, may I suggest that you have a destination card with you that has all of the places of interest on it, accompanied by both English and Mandarin descriptions. That way, the people in China will understand where you want to go, rather than trying to speak Mandarin and confusing everyone. We give them to all the tourists.
I'm not really a tourist. You speak English very well.
Thank you. Many of us here who help people day to day speak English. Tourist or not, if you do not know your way around, you will need a guide. What is your name? And I will find a guide for you.
Mei Li Goodson.
This is Jiu Ping. He will tell you everything you need to know. He's a tour guide, a cab driver. He knows the best places to go.
Ping.
I am Jiu Ping. You can trust me, even when the chips are down.